Next, we'll hear about a film that our reviewer describes as Boy Meets Girl, Boy Loses Girl, and so on from there. It's a new film called Tristan and Isolde, and it revisits a classic medieval story of forbidden love. Here's Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition critic Kenneth Turan.
Love stories come and go, but few have the durability of Tristan and Isolde. Even before German composer Richard Wagner, people have been fascinated by this Dark Ages tale of star-crossed passion and devotion that would not die.
On behalf of Cornwall, I offer your daughter a place on our throne. The throne of England, united behind one leader.
Isolde, perhaps it is just that he who took a husband provides one.
I'm yours.
No. Tristan of Aragon has won you on behalf of Lord Mark of Cornwall.
Director Kevin Reynolds is not exactly in Wagner's league, but he's turned out a satisfactory version of the story of manly men and fervent women. This Tristan is a pleasantly old-fashioned epic romance. It's a bit ungainly, but finally it feels like having one of those wonderful adventure books illustrated by N.C. Wyeth or Howard Pyle come alive on the screen. This is a more realistic, pared-down Tristan than we've had in the past. It does away with the pestilent dragon of the original legend, as well as the love potion of Wagner's opera. It also adds a political element by presenting the romance against the backdrop of the weak tribes of Britain yearning to unite against the region's dominant power, Ireland. Circumstances conspire to place a seriously wounded Tristan on a deserted Irish beach, where Isolde secretly nurses him back to health without revealing her royal status. Naturally, the pair fall in love. Placing healing leaves on someone's wounds tends to do that to people. They know it is not to be, but they still can't avoid the crisis of love versus duty that has made their story a touchstone for generations.
I won you in my king's name.
But I'm yours. You touched me, and I you.
It doesn't matter.
It's the only thing that matters, Tristan. Leave with me. I'll go anywhere.
Your marriage will end 100 years of bloodshed.
My marriage to another man.
Isolde.
This Tristan has also done well in casting lovers who really seem to care about each other. James Franco is appropriately handsome and dashing as the great British warrior. Even better is Sophia Miles, graceful and luminous, as the Irish princess who is the other half of the equation.
If things were different, if we lived in a place without duty, would you be with me?
That place does not exist.
Tristan and Isolde is not all love. In fact, it features chunks of professionally done action, including copious amounts of smiting enemies with mighty swords. And the convincing look of the film makes us feel we're in a reasonable facsimile of pagan Britain. Realism, however, only goes so far. Tristan and Isolde does have its slightly silly moments. But rather like those fondly remembered epics of Hollywood past, it's got enough energy and entertainment value to carry the day.
The comments of Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan.